was ahead of time in the small hours of the morning, and they'd even close the circle line. I'd hitchhiked it in one lift, the kind of trip of which you dream, until one day you don't need it, and then you get it, so it seems to me. The BBC, imagining that one day they'd all be interviewing me. I've a rendezvous this morning with Virgin A&R. I'm a hopeful with a bag of tapes and Shanks's pony for a car. I'm a Yorkshire kid in London, and I need lots of space. Roads and open fields you don't have in this place. And I'm here to see your empire. Is it true what I have heard? You've got more people here than Sweden, but it's the loneliest place in the world. Money. Besides, this was someone else's song. I saw the Isles of Knightsbridge, I even gigged the Albert Hall, and in all the hours of wandering, talked to nobody at all. McEnroe was losing for the first time, which seemed wrong, and the Virgin guy was watching while he listened to my songs. No, I don't know if he heard them with so much drama on the screen, but I didn't sign a contract. It was ending the 15. I was a Yorkshire kid in London. Didn't understand all the chaos and the mind the gap in your gold-paved business land. I was so small you could have eaten me, and ever since the taste, I was David, you Goliath, but my stones just went to waste. We'll be right back. I'm pointing back up home. A wiser man is waiting for some kindly soul to pull over. I end up with protesters who tried to stop a war, but they went ahead and fought it, and I guess to me that matters more. We're all Yorkshire folk in London. When it comes to being heard, we give our all, but no one hears or notices one word. And though a million voices tell us not to go and take it round,